No.
I don't recall.
Where do you, did you ever hear that referred to as a shock or a haycock or tumble or doodle?
That's not common names in this area though, I'm sure.
A heap, a coil, a reclamo?
You might get that in Georgia. Those terms in backwoods Georgia.
Yeah, I can understand that. Where do you keep your cows? If you, you know, if you had a cows there. Is there any special name for that?
We had a cow barn, we had a horse stables and a cow barn. The funny thing we called the, well, we kept the horses stables and kept the cows the cow barn.
What would you say if there was like a special little shelter for them to get in when it was raining? Was there any, you know?
Let's see, I forgot what you call the name of that, but there is a name for that, but I can't recall it. I was very young when I was on the farm. When I went out there, we moved to the farm when I was 4 years old, and we left there when I was eight, 4 years on the farm.
What do you call the place where you keep your horses? Oh, we've already gone over that.
Horse stable. Yeah.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
No, we milked the cows. I remember right well, I used to milk cows. And we'd milk them in the, right where the feed. You see, you'd have to feed the cow while you milk them, to keep it quiet. And the bins where they were set up, and you'd bring the cow in and put the feed in there and milk. Mm-hmm. Milk while she was eating.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside? Oh wait, we've already asked that.
No, I don't.
Pardon me. Well,
occasionally you'd milk a cow outside.
Right.
Well, you took a bucket of feed and put it down in front of her. But as a general rule, you only did that when it was something, the cow barn was too full or you had too much manure in it or something.
Yeah.
Too wet, something like that.
Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
Pigsty. That would usually be set apart from the barn.
Did it have a shelter or was it open?
No, open is a general rule. Well, they left ours. I can see it right now. We had pig pens, and we'd have old tin in a corner where they would come get out of the rain. But you didn't worry too much about hogs.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And
protecting the hogs, they sort of protect themselves.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
A spring house they'd have as a rule, but that's not, you'd have that mainly in hilly country where they have springs. You don't have many springs here. At least there would be just like artesian wells. And you don't have a place where you could go down. And we never had one. We never had a spring house, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else did that. Yeah, we kept butter, and we made butter from the cream, and we'd keep it in a cool place. My mother used to worry about that, keep it cool, not to get too hot. Spring house would be very nice if you just had a nice cold spring.
Yeah. You didn't have too many springs around here.
Yeah, we had a few springs, bang.